We were brothers, just like Cain and Abel. Hard times come and go, so we're told. And he took my money, left the pennies on the table. Hard times come and go, so we're told. Well, there was a snake in the grass, you know. There an owl in the tree. Gonna swoop down upon you to bring you down to your knees. I recall these words that I was told.
Hard times come, hard times go.
Yeah, now they're harder than they've ever been before. Just don't know if I can take them all. Oh, we were partners, baby, just like Bonnie and Clyde.
Hard times come and go, so we're told.
Around and my sweet little woman went by my side.
Hard times come and go, so we're told.
Oh, there's a snake in the grass. There's an owl in the tree. I'm gonna swoop down a pony and bring you down to your knees. I recall these words that I was told. Say with us now.
Hard times come, hard times go.
Yeah, but now they're harder than they've ever been before. I just don't know if I.
What that sound was in the middle of that song, and I was like, damn, that's gotta be the loudest cell phone ring I've ever heard in my life. Well, it's certainly interesting as a somewhat of a more traditional band to see the different acts that get played at a folk festival. We did the Newport Folk Festival last weekend in Rhode Island, the granddaddy of them all, and we had a wonderful time, other than the fact that we were playing at the same time as Earl Scruggs, which was kind of unfortunate.
Lame.
Yeah, we're pretty busy that weekend, didn't get us a lot of people. But we know that there's fewer and fewer traditional, more traditional acts out there. I think as you can see, maybe with our sound, that even though you're traditional doesn't mean that it can't be appealing. Certainly, we're definitely more modern in the sense that I write most of the material, and we're not necessarily a traditional ensemble. I think we'd probably even be considered a novelty string band back in the day because we don't have a traditional ensemble and aren't applicable for any genre specifically, which I think is really insignificant. I think genres were just things that were placed on it by the record labels back in the day. Unfortunately, people have a bad idea of what blues is, partially because of the label itself, the genre, I mean, but then the what I would consider somewhat the poor evolution of blues these days. That you think that it's just some you know, cheesy white guy with a Stratocaster playing Stevie Ray Vaughan tunes, and that's the blues. But, you know, some of the best blues performers aren't even considered blues performers, and some of the best blues performers aren't even really blues performers. It's an interesting thing from back in the day. But
yeah, pretty much.
See, you're bringing up the theme from last time.
Yeah.
We had a workshop last time with Sassabrilla, and one of the guys is from Chicago, and during this time he would just kind of ramble off and start talking about Mike Ditka because he's a big football fan. I'm going to save you that from that, but I guess what I'm saying is that American music to me is the best music in the world for a reason. It's because it has a little bit of everything, has something in it for everyone, and there's no reason we should shy away from our traditions and in the pursuit of some kind of new, advanced, and modern thing, because actually you can see that people are very much in need of those things that we had before, a desire to get back to perhaps what was more simple. I think that's why the traditional music is so appealing out here on the West Coast. There's just a lot of smart people out here, Brad. But no, we travel around the world and we play all over the place, and always surprised at the people that are very ensconced in the music. And listen to the old music and be proud about that, because America's the best country in the world, in my opinion, not because of our politics or our power or all that crap. It's because of the people and because of the music. And so it's something to be proud of. There's nothing wrong with being proud to be American, and that's something that I very much have honed traveling around the world as much as we do. We have great music, so. Moving on with that.
Play something? Somebody got some coffee.
Well, we're at a workshop, so here we, you know. What's that?
That's the dude who requested Ain't It Hard.
Oh, Ain't the Same. No, he wanted Ain't It Hard. It's a different tune. Yeah, we quite unrehearsed on that one. I remember that. If you come see us again, I guarantee we'll have that tune.
High school, and actually me and Joey and the harmonica player Ryan.
Tell them what it's called. Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah, we all went to a high school in North St. Louis, which isn't the safest part of town, and we studied guitar for 2 hours every day for like 3-4 years.
And nothing else in high school.
And nothing else. Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
I slept in that room.
Well, yeah. Yeah, what it lacked in academics, it made up for in arts, and so we got a good teacher and a good education out of it. So.
And he came to see us play the other day for the first time.
Yeah, he'd never seen any of us play before, and he came out. And,
yeah, we played in the Botanical Gardens of St. Louis the other day, which if you ever go to St. Louis, it's definitely one of the things to check out, the Botanical Gardens. And if you can, go there on a Wednesday show where they have music out there and everything like that. It was about 5,000 people there, and it was pretty intense. And I think now your teacher wants us to go back to the high school and play for, which would be quite strange. We'd be the only white kids in the high school, probably, to be honest with you. So that's why I really want to go and see how it goes down.
Yeah.
Let's do Make a Change. I want to try that. Let's do Make a Change. I'm going to try a brand new song here that we've only performed maybe 2 times. But since we have a lot of folks out here that we've seen recently and maybe have seen us play enough, we'll do something a little different. Sorry if we can't get to your requests. There's some tunes we're a little under-rehearsed on. And we'll do them next time, all right? Promise.